This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Tired of playing games with state agencies they claim change the rules as they go, Millennium Bulk Terminal has filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Washington for denying permits needed to build a major export terminal in Longview. Washington Farm Bureau President John Stillmiller says forget about the coal that would be shipped from the port. It would be an incredible boost for statewide commodities and that region's economy.
Hundreds of jobs, lots of high-paying jobs, which we're looking for in that particular area, which is not a booming economy. They're struggling there in Talitz, and so it'd be a great opportunity for those jobs, the construction jobs that go with it, all of that. Plus, it's another bulk export facility. They could handle ag commodities. They could handle other stuff. Right now, they've chosen there's a market for a particular product, and that's coal, but it could be anything in bulk. And so it's another spigot heading to the Pacific Rim.
But Stillmiller wonders at what point Millennium throws in the towel.
They're getting rejected on every front. So my question, I mean, you got to say, what's the intestinal fortitude of Millennium? I mean, can you fight every single battle? And they're willing to stay in it. They believe strongly in the project, and all of us that are supporting it will continue to do it. But as each step goes, it's closing the loop if they don't get a win here.
Millennium claims they've worked with state officials for more than 5 years to meet and exceed Washington's stringent environmental standards and have met with nothing but uncompromising roadblocks.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.